It's been 2 years since the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that left 17 dead. Since then, the legislature has passed several laws in an attempt to prevent more gun violence. Some of the changes include arming teachers, raising the legal age to purchase guns, and removing weapons from people who police are worried might harm themselves or others. This session, Senate President Bill Galvano asked lawmakers to study the causes behind gun violence, but so far, not a lot is happening. I'm Blaze Ganey.
2 years ago, the legislature passed pretty aggressive legislation for a Republican legislature, particularly these red flag laws, which have been used pretty broadly throughout Florida, thousands of cases to get into environments where people are having mental health issues and get guns out of their hands.
That's Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee. He chairs the committee Galvano told to look into gun violence. He's also behind a bill that would make several changes, including requiring background checks for all firearm sales in public places like gun shows. The measure would also put more rules in place for private sales.
To try to come up with some mechanism to allow gun sales between two private individuals to have some documentation that is held by the seller so that if that gun is ever used in the commission of a crime, there's a way to trace that weapon back to, you know, the original sale.
But so far, the bill has only gotten one hearing, and it's now past the halfway point this session. In the House, no similar legislation has been heard.
It's probably too early to predict what the outcome's going to be, but the House and Senate are definitely going two different directions right now.
Bills moving in the House expand where guns can be used, Lee says.
There's two bills moving in the House. One is to allow public officials, local government officials, to carry concealed weapons into their public meetings. And there is also one, as you said, with churches that allow those concealed weapons there as well.
But those aren't the bills Hialeah Democratic Representative Cindy Polo would like to see.
I think that gun reform needs to be at the top of every single discussion, because it's not just one solution. Just this session, we as a Democratic caucus have introduced over 30 bills that address all sorts of different things, because they tell us, well, so this one can't be done. Okay, so we've given you 29 other options.
Prior to the start of this year's session, Polo tried to gather lawmakers to make changes after back-to-back mass shootings in Texas and Ohio.
Over early fall, myself and Representative Javier Fernandez, also from the Miami-Dade area, led an effort to call for a special session on gun reform. And we were told before we even had the full signatures, before even the process had been completed on asking for this special session, we were told by the Speaker of the House and the Senate President that a special session was not needed because session 2020 was just around the corner.
But Polo says she's still waiting.
So if a special session wasn't needed because we were going to address it, why have no gun reform bills been placed on committee agendas, and why is it that they're not hearing the bills?
Polo is a sponsor of two bills dealing with guns. One would prohibit them from being carried into or used in daycare facilities. The other would allow local governments to regulate the sale of firearms or ammo on their property. Lee is still hopeful.
Probably when we get into allocations on the budget beginning in week six, week seven, there's going to start being some conversations take place between the House and the Senate and say, well, we have things into position to consider some grand bargain between the two chambers. What does that look like?
Week six starts Monday. Currently, no gun reform legislation is scheduled to be heard.